Why don't we start today by you telling the people who don't know what DACA is?
Yeah, so DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was a program, immigration program, put on by the Obama administration back in 2012. It was recently dismantled by the Trump administration in 2017. And right now we're here at Terry Strong Plaza because we are want to build awareness around the Supreme Court justice decision that's going to be happening here in the next couple of months around the future of DACA and whether or not it will remain to be open, if they will accept renewals, or if it will completely be terminated. So as a DACA recipient myself, I've been benefiting from the DACA program. It's effective. It's helped me get a worker's permit, be able to go to school, and be able to work and afford to pay my rent. So it's something that's helped me be able to advance with my studies. I'm currently at Portland State University. I will be graduating in spring of 2020 with my bachelor's degree in political science. And so Oregon is what I consider home. This is where I grew up. This is where I hope to continue to work and stay with my community, my family, and friends. So yes, it's super important that for those who are unaware of what's happening with DACA to stay informed, educated, as well as if they have the time and resources to donate to the Oregon DACA Coalition for DACA renewal fees. It would be super important. The fee to renew your DACA is around $4.95, and they're thinking of increasing the price. So any donation really helps. So again, that's the Oregon DACA Coalition that you want to look up.
All right, for people who are a little bit more informed, what kind of regulation reforms or restructuring of the DACA program would you like to see happen?
Yeah, definitely. DACA has been a Band-Aid. It only provides protection for 2 years, and then it requires for you to renew again to, you know, be able to be safe in your own home, in your own community. I think it's ridiculous that we have to force people who live here in Oregon to pay to stay here. I think it's a complete disgrace, and people deserve dignity. Immigrants contribute so much. We're a part of our neighborhoods. We're here to stay, essentially. So I would love to see effective immigration reform, meaning creating some sort of pathway program to grant the undocumented community a pathway to citizenship, to be able to work here and feel safe and not be in fear.
What would you kind of results would you like to see from your demonstration here today?
Yeah, I think it was just about building community today, really empowering the undocumented community who may be feeling just uncertain or in fear, just letting them know that there is a community out there for you. We're here to support you. Whatever happens with DACA, we're here to stay, and we have power in community. And so that's the most important thing, to just know that you are supported if you're an undocumented individual living in Oregon.
What could the normal average person do to help support your cause?
Yes, like I said, just staying informed, keeping up with the Supreme Court justice decision, following the Oregon DACA Coalition on Instagram or Facebook.
Is there anything else that you would like to add this morning?
I would just say thank you so much for those who did come out. And again, if you do have the time to volunteer or donate money, any type of resource, that'd be great.
Thank you very much. And this is once again SJ Oxendine reporting for KVOO 90.7.